Well, after President Obama made his big announcement on cancer last night, Sharon Begley, a senior science writer for STAT, the new National Health and Medicine publication, tweeted this: if Cancer Moonshot 2020 is going to work, neoantigen vaccines will almost certainly have to be a part of it. So as part of our partnership with STAT on health and science issues, Sharon Begley is with us now. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what are neoantigen vaccines?
So these are therapeutic vaccines. Most of us think of vaccines as being preventive. You know, measles, mumps, rubella, you get the shot and then you don't get the disease years later. In the case of cancer vaccines, these would be given to patients who already have disease. And just as Dr. DePino alluded to, one reason this is a golden age of cancer research is the recognition that the immune system, the body's natural defense system, can be harnessed to attack tumors. And what these vaccines would do is basically, you know, sort of turbocharge the immune system to do exactly that.
They would be basically personalized cancer vaccines.
Exactly. So we've heard of, you know, the Precision Medicine Initiative, which was one of President Obama's announcements in the last State of the Union. Usually when we think of precision medicine, and as that has gone forward, it describes treatments that are likely to work for, you know, a few thousand, a few hundred patients. In the case of personalized cancer vaccines, it would literally be a single patient that would benefit from any given vaccine. And you might, you know, hear that and say, well, you know, for goodness sake, that will never work or will be prohibitively expensive.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the hope is that it won't be, and that they will be able to produce a personalized cancer vaccine in a matter of weeks. It basically involves taking samples of the tumor, determining its genetic sequences, figuring out which are the molecules on the surface of those tumor cells that can be attacked by the immune system. And then you basically pack them into a vaccine, give it to the patient over the course of a few weeks or months, and, you know, hope that the immune system does its thing.
Do we have any sense of what the cost would be? Is this the kind of treatment that only the super rich would be able to afford?
Well, I, of course, asked that. Sequencing costs have plummeted. So the cost to sequence a full genome from a tumor, from anything, is maybe a couple thousand dollars now. The cost to produce one of these vaccines, and remember, these are not in commercial use by any stretch of the imagination yet. They are only experimental. So the production is going on in basically academic medical centers. The number that I was given is $50,000, $60,000, which is obviously not cheap. The hope is that if they do succeed in the early stage clinical trials with people, that that cost will come down. But again, not cheap. On the other hand, you know, some basic chemotherapy drugs are now past the low six figures, more than $100,000.
Yeah.
And they, in many cases, are not curative. They will buy patients literally, you know, a few weeks, maybe if you're lucky, a few months. If these cancer vaccines really work, they would be, you know, to take the president's phrase, they would be cures.
How close are we to having them be a reality?
A bunch of clinical trials are underway. Dr. DePino mentioned a number at MD Anderson. I spoke to people at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute here in Boston, Cleveland Clinic, throughout the major cancer centers in the country. Trials are underway with glioblastoma, which is the brain cancer that
right.
has a horrible prognosis. Some melanoma, some colorectal, pancreatic, again, a cancer that has a horrible prognosis. So these are underway. And the hope is that some answers will be coming really this year.
Sharon Begley, a senior science writer at the new National Health and Medicine publication STAT, our partners in covering health and science. Sharon, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.